time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
When Donald Trump's new lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, went on Sean Hannity's Fox TV show Wednesday night and admitted that the president reimbursed his longtime personal attorney, Michael Cohen, for the $130,000 paid to adult film actress Stormy Daniels to ensure her silence about an alleged sexual encounter with Trump, he did so almost entirely in secret.
Having something to do with paying some Stormy Daniels woman $130,000, I mean, which is going to turn out to be perfectly legal. That money was not campaign money. Sorry, I'm giving you a fact now that you don't know. It's not campaign money. No campaign finance violation. So
they funneled it through the law firm.
Funneled through the law firm, and the president repaid it.
The White House counsel had no idea. Neither did the White House chief of staff, nor the White House press secretary, nor the new White House lawyer overseeing its handling of the Russia investigation. Just a month ago, Trump told reporters that he didn't know about the payment to Daniels or where Cohen got the money to make it. The revelation led to some fireworks at the White House press briefing on Thursday.
Jim?
Just to follow up on that, the president did talk about monthly retainers in his tweet, and then Rudy Giuliani said that the president only knew about this 10 days to 2 weeks ago. How can you only be aware of something 10 days to 2 weeks ago, but at the same time being in the process of paying monthly retainers that apparently covered this reimbursement to Michael Cohen?
Again, I can't get into the details of the ongoing litigation. I'd refer you back to the president's outside counsel.
Follow up on it. You said on March 7th there was no knowledge of any payments from the president, and he's denied all of these allegations. Were you lying to us at the time, or were you in the dark?
The president has denied and continues to deny the underlying claim. And again, I've given the best information I had at the time, and I would refer you back to the comments that you yourself just mentioned a few minutes ago about the timeline from Mayor Giuliani.
That statement, was in reference to the reimbursement, the payment.
Again, I gave you the best information that I had. And
the allegations,
the president has denied and continues to deny.
Why can't you just answer yes or no whether you were in the dark? I think it's a fairly simple question.
I've given you actually several times now. They gave you the best information that I had, and I'm going to continue to do my best to do that every single day.
Giuliani has reportedly warned Special Counsel Robert Mueller not to target Ivanka Trump in his probe, but said her husband Jared Kushner is, quote, disposable.
Ivanka Trump? I think I would get on my charger and go right into their offices with a lance if they go after Ivanka.
At this point, sir, I honestly agree with you. I fear for the country. Let me go through.
Now, if they do Ivanka, which I doubt they will, the whole country will turn on him. They're going after his daughter.
What about his son-in-law? They've talked about him.
I guess Jared is a fine man. You know that. But men are, you know, disposable. But a fine woman like Ivanka, come on.
Giuliani also said that any interview the president gives to Mueller should be limited to a few hours and specific questions about the 2016 election. On Thursday, NBC erroneously reported that the government had wiretapped Michael Cohen. They set the record straight on the fact that the feds used a log system to monitor phone calls from Cohen's phone before raiding his office and residences.
Based on information from two independent sources who have a long-term track record of credibility in providing accurate information to this news organization, earlier today, based on that information, we reported that there was a wiretap on Michael Cohen's phone, meaning that they were able to listen into conversations from phone lines associated with Michael Cohen to any other person that he might have talked to. And in part of that reporting, we said one of those phone calls was between a phone line associated with Michael Cohen and the White House. Now three senior U.S. officials are telling us that it was not a wiretap. Instead, it was what is referred to as a pen register. In plain English, that means it's a log of phone calls that were made from a specific phone line or specific phone lines. In this case, mm-hmm. We know Michael Cohen had several phone lines. And so in this case, they were able to see who he called or who somebody using his phone lines called, but they were not able to listen in real time or record those conversations. So it's an important distinction, Chuck. I want to add to that by saying that it doesn't change necessarily the legal bar here in order to get a warrant of this type. It's still a very serious matter because they would have needed to fill out a significant affidavit and be able to go down a significant road to get this approved by a federal judge.
Arizona teachers returned to the classroom. Arizona government Doug Ducey signed a portion of the budget bill that helps fund teacher raises on Thursday morning after House lawmakers debated the bill into the early morning hours. Teachers will get an average raise of 9% and then 5% for the next 2 years. They also won $400 million in education funding to partially make up for recession-era cuts, according to the Associated Press. Although the raises were lower than what teachers wanted, they are an improvement over the 1% raises Ducey originally proposed. The April job numbers are in, and the economy added 164,000 jobs, dropping the unemployment rate to 3.9%, the lowest level since December 2000. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener-supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.